Morphin Legacy presents The Grid.
Howdy, Ranger Nation. This is ShatterA22, Vice President of MorphinLegacy.com. Welcome to another Grid commentary where the category for this month is...
Category is...
Depressed Birthday Realness. Joining me in this commentary is Austin.
Hi.
And Amber.
How to do, Ranger Nation.
Today we will be watching episode 11 of Power Rangers RPM, titled Dr. K, written by Matthew Nagerty and directed by Charlie Haskell. In this episode, Tenaya 7 uses a Trojan horse tactic to infiltrate Dr. K's lab, whilst the RPM Rangers deal with malfunctioning Zords. For those unaware what a commentary is, me, Austin, and Amber will watch the episode on Netflix and we'll talk over it, while you guys, gals, or non-binary pals at home can watch along on whatever streaming platforms Power Rangers is on now, your DVDs, or whatever way you decide to watch these episodes. I won't judge. So to sync up and join along as we watch this episode, begin when the countdown tells you to go.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go!
A computer virus. We know.
Well, who knows? Maybe this could be someone's first episode, and God, what an episode to start out with, though.
Shit. That'll be depressing.
I know.
I hate this theme song so much.
Yeah, RPM is a great season, but it has a really bad theme song.
The theme song's trash. Mwah,
mwah. Mwah, mwah.
Yeah, I will agree. I mean, it had Leather Daddy, you know, realness, everybody. But yeah, this theme song is not the jam.
I mean, I like the background music, but like the lyrics, no.
It's weird because it's like I like the demo a lot more, but then it's like that doesn't really fit the vibe.
It is too cheery. Like, this is the last chance for humanity. Like, smiling while you're singing. I'm like,
It's like, yeah, humanity's, like, all dead.
I mean, I guess they just kind of go for as generic as they can. Mm-hmm. I like that they brought us back to having just suits, like, hanging out in the background of the command center kind of thing.
Love that.
These vibes are immaculate. You know who Dr. K reminds me of, because I was watching Incredibles earlier, is Edna Mode. She has the same hair.
I mean, it's the bob.
Yeah.
It's a basic bob.
Yeah. And she's fashion.
I mean, you could say this like reminds it of the BBC Sherlock, because he used to play violin, like when he's trying to think. Oh shit, those strings are hard to come by. Fuck!
What's going on? Especially in the apocalypse.
But that's like fishing wire. That's not actually violin strings.
What's going on? What's going on, sis?
Aw.
I'm crying.
Triggered.
Someone's Vanya from Umbrella Academy.
It's so weird to see Vengex now that we know Evox. Spoilers.
Wait, what?
Wait, what?
Vengex is Evox.
What? Ray, if you don't stop spoiling shit, I swear to God. How am I supposed to ever enjoy something?
Right?
If you're listening to a commentary, expect spoilers for other shit, because we talk about other shit here, too. Oh, this was when Shifter and Crunch were like dum-dums, both of them. And then Judd took over and made Shifter like a smarty smart pants.
I love that Tenaya is just basically a sassy baby.
Vengex has a thing about having a sassy girl villain work for him. So.
Hmm.
And I'd love it, though.
You're a sassy teen baby. My dick could throw up.
One thing I didn't like about RPM is that the monsters don't talk.
Yeah, I think that's to save money on, like, not having to hire voice actors. Yeah, I like a punny monster. Not gonna lie, I like some impressions here and there. Mason Evan Truman. We need an update, y'all.
Oh, she's using some big words here. Plateau.
Got that thesaurus.
I mean, she is a doctor.
Well, coincidentally enough, the monster that we can do just that.
Flux overthrust.
Magic boxy thing that we just introduced a few episodes ago.
I love that the computer screens are literally like these giant metal boxes. Lord. I guess this was 2000.
Who wants pizza? Points were made, Ziggy. Points were made.
What's it like?
To be a fucking idiot. Stupid.
I love it. This is what I love.
I feel like she's like, I didn't mean it to sound like an asshole. Like,
he's serious. I know that.
He's like kind of insulted, but then she's like, no, seriously. Like, I haven't been, my brain doesn't relax.
My brain keeps on going and going and going. Like, shit.
Like, you can draw rainbows, but I'm out here making math drawings.
Uh-oh. The government. That's the lab from When Logic Fails. I know that anywhere.
You would.
Gotta put Dyna Charge in everything.
Mm. I said alphabet soup. Happy birthday, cake.
Why the fuck were they called alphabet soup?
Because all the kids just had one letter.
Dr. K.
M-J-L. I wish that was me.
Yeah, you don't want to go outside. Just do stuff for us. You're pretty much our slave.
Was she kidnapped?
Yes.
The sun is overrated.
You're allergic to the sun.
This episode is so fucked up.
Oh, absolutely is.
Oh my god.
Like, this is what happens when the owners of the show don't give a fuck anymore. They let the writers do whatever they want. And it gives us the best seasons.
Mm-hmm.
Also, that's a basic-ass cake. Can't afford some better frosting than that. Can't even eat it! That's probably why she always wants, like, fucking sweets. That's the funny thing about Kay. She's super smart, but thinks she's allergic to the sun. Oh, yeah. She doesn't know her name. And we never find out
her name?
Nope.
I mean, honestly, if they've been telling her that since she's a kid, and she hasn't been able to test herself.
Yeah.
It makes sense, though.
But that's the irony of it, though.
Yeah, especially if she's not able to do those tests herself. Like, she's like, well, I have no choice but to believe it, because I can't test it for myself.
Yeah. Anyone else just, like, not into cars as a Sentai theme? Ugh.
Fuck off. I love these Zords. Eat shit and die.
Ugh. It makes sense that they were designed like this. They were developed by a child. So, of course, they have googly enemy eyes. Dr. K's a weeb.
They made that work.
Oh, she 110% is.
You know she's watching anime on those computers when she's not developing new software.
I feel like she has high class taste. She probably watches shit like Banana Fish. Maybe some Yuri on Ice, because this is the future.
It's the future, but also a different dimension, so who knows if it exists in that dimension.
Or she just watched the Sentai. And was like, that's cool. But she should have realized she should have made black and green gay for each other, not marry the green one. Like, come on. Fangirl mistake number one.
I don't understand what this monster does.
He copies things.
Because it's a mirror, remember?
A reflex bot. Reflection.
Why are the close-ups on their faces terrible?
It's RPM vision. It gets consistent as seasons go on. Every season after this has RPM vision.
What?
Yeah, that little close-up thing, like Dino Charge has it. Ninja Steel has it.
What I'm saying is, like, the close-ups, like, the visor, like, light on their face isn't their actual visor.
Well, it was the first season they did it. Kind of some slack.
No. He's lying!
It's a Trojan horse, according to the episode description!
Here's the thing, I just kind of made a connection. You know what movie came out about a year before this season premiered, right?
No.
In 2008?
Iron Man. What did the Iron Man movie do? Close-ups on the face inside the helmet.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
And Iron Man did so hard gangbusters. So I'm just saying.
You're right.
Probably why.
There I go.
Even that shitty cartoon reboot also did that. With all the fucking overlays on the face.
This was very not smart.
But I like that she incorporates music and science together.
I mean, she's got to have some fun when she's working on this shit. Yes! Love these two.
Look at these beautiful children.
This is how you do a comic relief duo.
Like what?
Also, Gemma to this day is still the only female Six Ranger. What the fuck?
No.
That's some bullshit right there.
It is.
I don't like you.
That feels so Ray.
A pencil.
I can just see you're that type of person. You're like, I don't even like you.
I don't like you. But they grow on her.
That is a dirty ass keyboard.
Yeah, shit. I mean, this is kind of a dirty ass whatever this hell is, a think tank. They're not springing a budget for a cleaner.
I don't know. You'd probably want this stuff to be sterile as shit because you think, oh, these children, you know, are like doing science things and experiments.
I'm not allergic to the sun.
My gosh.
Kind of not the time to have these trigger flashbacks, Mom. Mwah, mwah.
Come on.
Sector Bravo 23.
Pew, pew.
Pew, pew,
pew. I think the fuck not.
This was so stupid. I love that she sacrificed that whole bot just so she could be like, hey.
I mean, they've got another one. That's why they made two of them. Yeah, I've got lasers in my lap, so what?
I love her stupid, like, literal two-finger gun. Like, it's the stupidest fucking thing.
Looks like a fucking tuning fork. I don't know why. I don't know how something like that could emit lasers. But it's Power Rangers. Anything can emit lasers in this universe.
Swords can.
Yeah.
Let's put a 16-year-old in, like, a really tight bodysuit.
How would she know how to work any of that?
Mm-hmm.
No, not Speedo.
She's just pressing random buttons till something not works.
Ah! Oh, God.
It's like your whole hand came off.
They did a whole fucking episode about that hand. Not joking.
Well, too damn bad.
He comes in handy.
No, it's too damn bad!
You keep driving!
Getting out of here! I remember when I said that when I almost fucked up the whole world. Oh, yes we do, bitch.
Girl.
Dr. K created Venjix? I saw that coming. Like, who else is gonna make the Venjix virus?
Of course you did.
Who else was gonna be smart enough to create a virus that destroyed the entire planet? Also, what a fucked up way to make the villain. Like, the friggin' mentor of the season creates it so she could go outside and it ends up destroying the whole fucking planet. Now that's dark.
I mean, you think if she was smarter, she wouldn't have developed it in two parts. Oh, hey, it's Thing. You know, she'd have felt it was all, like, the firewall was contained, not, oh, I have to also install the firewall.
Yeah, you would think you would do that first.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of being like, oh, BT dubs, gotta install that firewall. But I mean, we wouldn't have a season if that didn't happen, so.
I mean, I guess, but I don't have to be happy about it.
Well, I mean, it's the apocalypse. Nobody's happy. We did the download on my mommy. Dr. K's my mommy.
Eh.
I kind of wish Venjix said that in the finale. Hi, mommy.
Said it would have been cool if Dr. K herself destroyed Venjix.
Yeah. But I mean, she kind of did. But, I mean, just ended up in the Morphin Grid. And somehow a grid battle force where Nate developed a part of Venjix into Evox, unknowingly.
Fucking spoilers, you silly bitch!
Oh my god.
God damn.
When will it end?
I don't know why anyone would listen to this comment or even watch Beast Morphers or our episodes reviewing it.
I'm giving a roll, she's got Captain!
Oi, laddie, I'm Scottish for some reason.
I'm Scottish! Get me a fucking tatty scone!
Laddie. I just like saying laddie.
Get me a tatty scone and a wee bit of Guinness.
Ew.
Oh yeah, she likes whistling Farmer in the Dell for some reason.
That's like their childhood lullaby. I'm like, you couldn't think of an original lullaby, you gotta use Farmer in the fucking Dell.
Well, I mean, it's something that she did, yeah, in her childhood. It's the second song in Dylan's, like, little locket thing.
Is that public domain?
I mean, you couldn't use, like, Mary Had a Little Lamb, or better yet, Twinkle Twinkle Little Star.
She's recording the opening of every episode.
Oh.
She wasn't that dramatic, though, in it. She's very monotone. So I guess this was a take two. Hurry! It's my fault, by the way, I created Venjix, sorry! The world's ending! Shut the fuck up, you stupid idiots!
Right.
We can't let people know that the US government caused this.
They were gonna shoot her!
Yeah!
Oh my god.
Gold and silver?
The acting sister.
I know, like, Olivia Tennant is giving it her all. Shit. They'd run to her hand, bitch.
Yes, go on.
They call that docking.
They're about to enter the cockpit.
So they can stay out of the booby trap? They're going to use this ramrod.
Ew. Is this the clusterfuck or no, not yet?
No, that's not the clusterfuck.
No, remember, you gotta wait till they get the fucking whale?
No, they don't gotta wait till they get the fucking dinosaur trains, too. This isn't even the clusterfuck. This is like the 6th clusterfuck. You still gotta get with the 9 and the 12.
Yeah, this is just like 6 Zords. This isn't like... how many did it end up being? Like
12.
Or something like that, and all 12 together?
Mm-hmm. 12.
And that was big for the time. I remember everybody was freaking out about that because, like, holy shit, that's a lot of shit.
And then Samurai was like, fucking hold my beer.
And then Gekiranger was like, oh, that you think that's cute? Even Gekiranger was like, aw, that's sweet. And then Kyuranger was like, no, actually, guys, right here.
All of it, Queen. Yes.
Do you see all the stuff sitting off of the yellow?
Yeah, all the keychain.
Because Saki had all of that shit on her phone.
I mean, they could have put that on Summer somehow.
Okay, but honestly, only RPM can get away with using violin music during a Megazord fight.
Right. Most classical music is public domain. We could have done something cool like 1812 Overture.
I mean, Lost Galaxy had a Wild Force tread for more of a orchestral score.
Okay, here's the confusing thing. She didn't move a single inch, but it was strong enough to blow Gemma out, and Gemma has, like...
Tenaya. Tenaya.
I'm tired. I really don't care. But, you think she has robot strength, and it didn't move Kay in the slightest.
Well, I mean, she put her foot behind that little railing thing.
Aw, look at the little gold and silver ribbon. It's so cute.
Power Rangers RPM.
It's a bomb brand. Not anymore, bitch. Alrighty, so that was Dr. K from Power Rangers RPM. Does anyone have any hot takes before we wrap this shit up?
Depressing as hell.
Oh my god, so depressing. It is honestly one of the best episodes of Power Rangers ever. The drama, the backstory, like, oh my god. The
status, too.
The reveals, the acting. I love this episode. I love RPM. Like, RPM is such a good season.
It is probably one of my top, like, 3 favorite seasons.
It's number 3 for me.
It was trying to do something different because it had nothing to fucking lose at that point. I normally don't care for grimdark stuff. I didn't feel bad.
For a season that was, like, already had 1 foot in the grave, it didn't pull any punches. Alrighty, so that is the end of our Dr. K commentary. So what did you think of this episode? Let us know by tweeting us at TheGridPR. Tune in next time, where we're gonna get a little goofy since we got a little depressy this month, with filler episodes in April, with a commentary for episode 22 of Power Rangers Turbo, Trouble by the Slice. Join us next week for a brand new episode of The Grid, but until then, everybody say bye. Bye.
Bye-bye.
This has been a Morphin Legacy production, bitches!